answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Clearly, the Chinese were violating sanctions by buying Iranian oil in great quantities, 80% last year, 90% the year before. So this is important. It's a demonstration of political will, and it's a test that President Trump is going to have to actually pass, because a lot of people are saying that he is going to flop on this. I don't think so. I think President Trump feels that this is important, and he's going to do what he does, and that is exert American power for the good of not only the United States, but the rest of the world as well. Iran could not have attacked Israel on October 7th through its three terrorist proxies without China's support, because it was not only the financial support, it was diplomatic support, propaganda support, and weapons support. You know, all three of Iran's main terrorist proxies have large quantities of Chinese weapons, which were delivered either through Iran and in some cases directly. So we've got to say that when Iran does something, we have to talk about China.
Yeah, you got to talk about China, because Iran is linked just like this to Taiwan, Iran, Russia, doing everything they can to control what they can control. That's Gordon G. Chain. We often have him on our program as a regular guest because he's an expert in China and China affairs. That was an interview he was giving earlier today to Maria Bartiromo, saying, I don't think Trump is going to be winking and backing away. He is playing for keeps. He's made it very clear to Russia, we're not going to let more oil come into your country, and we're going to make sure that Iran is not going to be shipping any of that oil in. This situation for Iran getting oil and oil money, the money carries out all their proxy wars. We know that. There's no doubt about that. You know it. I know it. And they certainly are aware of it. And what they've been getting over a period of time, just from the oil money they have been selling or getting from China, $2 billion. May I repeat that? $2 billion a month going to Iran for their oil. Yes, they can use that in so many ways, and none of it good for our Americans. But what's happening inside Iran right now? That's the next issue. What's going to hold all that together? Is it going to be held together? We're going to get into that in more detail for you coming up. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, January 16, 2025. And I remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, you're going to get analysis, you're going to get opinion, and you're going to get education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have as we begin that hour. In fact, we make sure that you have information that you might not have had before. You might have snippets and bits of it, but we lay out more details for you. You want to test me on that? Start keeping a notebook. And at the end of the month, tell me what you learned from Larry Connors USA. I'm not just on here, although I love hearing myself talk. I'm not just here to do that. I'm not just here to offer an opinion, not even analysis. I want to make sure you're educated. And in fact, if you missed our segment in the preceding hour, the new segment we created, the story behind the story in this case involving a Russian submarine that disappeared 1,500 miles to the northwest of Hawaii, what happened to it? Well, now we still don't know exactly what happened, but we have since recovered part of it. And this was a fascinating Cold War story that was taking place back during that time. Did you miss it? Well, I am truly sorry, but I've got an answer for you. You can go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and pull it up and listen to it. Or Larry Connors USA Facebook. Or News Talk STL. Everything we do goes up as a podcast when we are done. And I'll also admit to you, you can find us on numerous other podcast locations. I don't know, Spotify, I assume it's probably one of them. The one place you're probably not going to find us is YouTube. They've been throttling back our numbers for some time. I'll give you a perfect example. My current listing, and I don't have the actual number in front of me, is something around 13,000 members on our YouTube channel. That's a lie. We've had the exact, I mean, not just one or two more added or one and two more listing off, the same exact number for 4 years. How do you explain that? Could be Dominion doing numbers, which, by the way, I'll give you a clue of what we're looking to have on air next week. Still trying to get and book Sidney Powell, who was, of course, one of the attorneys, along with Rudy Giuliani and others, fighting for a proper count of the election when Trump ran and lost. Remember that? And, of course, she got hit with a big legal lawsuit from Dominion. And she was facing charges. Trump gave her a pardon, as did he for Giuliani and Michael Flynn and others. Now, if you are already hell-bent to believe that Sidney Powell and the rest of them are loonies, that's your choice. But what we're seeing now is from Argentina. From Argentina has come word that they were working with Dominion to rig elections. Hopefully we'll get Sidney Powell and get her a free moment next week and have her on board. I will tell you this, Monday is Martin Luther King's birthday. I encourage you to honor it, respect the man and what he stood for. He did a lot for our nation. I take nothing from that that would detract it. But we're not taking a vacation next Monday. We're going to be here because I fear, and I hate to say it this way, but I fear things could really go wild in Iran this weekend. And I want to be here in the chair for you Monday night. See, that's a big part of what I want to do in this position. I've often been asked in the past, do you miss being a TV news anchor? No, I really don't. Oh, I miss the money, but I don't miss what I'm doing. I love what we're doing here. I can speak my mind absolutely freely. We are owned by two local businessmen and local interest. We're not controlled by some corporate voice somewhere halfway across the world or our nation telling us, you can't say that. We have Joe Strauss and Jeff Allen and a support group that stands tall for America. And I'm proud to be part of that operation. I'm honored to be part of it. So if you're not listening to the other programs we have on the air, let me encourage you to do that. And we have some lighter programs, too. Some fun time. Dr. Randy Tobler is not always just fun, but extremely informational. And then you got Todd Showalter. That's a fun program. Wacky. Yeah, I agree. He and Joe get kind of wacky. I say Joey, they get kind of wacky from time to time, but it's still fun and it's entertainment. And then we also have J.C. Corcoran's Wayback Machine over the weekend. We have something for everyone. And you know what? It's kind of good sometimes, isn't it? To walk away from all the heavy things of the world and get involved in something lighter. Did you see the video I posted just the other day of me doing a disco dance? Did you see that? You didn't? Sucks to be you because I pulled it down. I'm not going to show it again. You missed out. Although I do a pretty good disco dance. At least I thought it was. It looked like a combination of Elaine dancing and George trying to find a way to grab hold of her. It was nasty looking. I promise you that. All right. Let's get back to some of the serious stuff. Here we are, January 16, 2026, hour number two, Larry Connors USA. And reminding you, again, when we're on the air, we are giving you news. Education is always part of it. Analysis and education. Opinion and education. You get the center point, education. And if you miss anything, you can look it up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, Larry Connors USA, Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Also want to take a moment to remind you the Freedom 13 is holding a special salute to our troops the 29th of next month, the last Friday of the month, starting at 6 o'clock at the St. Charles Foundry in St. Charles. This is a great organization raising money to help those of our troops who come back and who need some special assistance. I know you want to do that. But if you forget to put it on your calendar right now, before you know it, it's going to be that date and you're not going to be able to get in. You can always send a check and help out other ways. But like to see you there. News Talk STL is a heavy sponsor of it because we believe in what they're doing. All right, back to the situation, and it's a dire situation in Iran. This report from Fox News.
So as thousands of anti-government protesters are feared dead in Iran, the U.S. is sending military assets, including an aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, to the Middle East as President Trump weighs whether or not to carry out a strike. Aisha Hosni joins us from the White House with more. Aisha.
Hey, good morning to you, Brian. Well, you can certainly see here that all the chess pieces are moving around the globe, and we are learning from military sources that the U.S. is sending at least one aircraft carrier to that region right now. We don't know yet if it's going to be the USS Abraham Lincoln that's currently in the South China Sea, or if it's one of the two carriers that just left Norfolk or San Diego earlier this week. Meanwhile, Axios is reporting that the director of Israel's spy agency, Mossad, flew in today to the U.S. for talks with White House envoy Steve Witkoff about Iran, with Senator Lindsey Graham announcing that he is headed to Israel as he calls on the president to take action.
People are being slaughtered in the streets. If that's not a distraction, that's a moment where we need to act. The idea we're dealing with the most vicious regime on the planet, if you don't understand this is the biggest moment for change since the fall of the Berlin Wall, you're missing a lot. This is a religious war.
It is a religious war, and as we pointed out the other day, it is the modern day fall of the wall in Berlin. Some of you too young to remember that. Many of you have a vague recollection, and many of you know exactly what it meant. I want to keep in mind for you, there were men and women killed trying to escape from the East Berlin to West Berlin, gunned down, and then the wall came down. Dr. Ahmed has a report on what is happening dealing with Iran and what will happen next.
Iran is extremely militarized. The regime is defended by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, who are loyalists, fanatics, and actually the prime beneficiaries of Iran's corrupt and excavated economy. It is imperative the United States stands with the Iranian people, and I do believe the president will make the decision to strike ballistic missile launchers, manufacturing capabilities, drone factories, a number of other assets to begin with, which can be readily targeted by the United States without ground troops or any kind of invasion, which would be unacceptable for the president and the American people. Regimes don't die overnight, but this is a dying regime, and And if we fail to stand with the Iranian people who are being targeted by snipers, shot in the face and genitals, murdered in their cars, meanwhile, we have an unknown body count, which exceeds 10,000, some say 12,000 already killed, then we will go down in history as not standing up for the dignity and nobility for almost 100 million Iranians who deserve better.
And they do deserve better. They want to go back to the way their life was before 1979 and the Shah took over. And then we have in our own streets, we have protests constantly assaulting ICE in any way possible. Paul Begala, a Democrat nationalist spokesman, offers an interesting perspective.
Minnesota is not a sanctuary state, but Minneapolis is a sanctuary city. They do not cooperate with federal immigration enforcement as a matter of policy, so that won't happen. I'm sure we all three reasonable folks here at the table would agree that there should be a partnership.
Oh, absolutely.
But by proclamation, Minneapolis will not do that.
Right. Years ago, when Democratic cities started saying this, I criticized that, probably on your show. And I heard from some of these mayors. They make a good point. I still think that we should have one federal immigration law and cities should be obligated to help enforce it. I do. So I haven't changed my position on that. But the mayors make a good point, which is the heart of policing in a city or anywhere is community policing. And if you seem to be on the side of ICE, you will lose the support of your community. The truth is, the community will tell you who the bad guys are. The immigrants will tell you. They'd say, hey, Sam over there beats his wife. Why don't you haul him and send him back to Venezuela? Right? So I do think we need to lower the temperature. Mr. Trump seems uninterested in doing that. Governor Waltz, God bless him, is calling on people to calm down. The mayor of Minneapolis, heartbroken as he is trying to calm things down. Donald Trump and his...
Donald Trump, as you were hearing him say, there are folks inside the immigrant community, they want these guys removed. And you know they've got to be upset with all those in the streets fighting against ICE? They are, because they don't want them in their community. You wouldn't want them in your community either. Paul Begala actually speaking a section of truth. Hold close to it, because with the next wind blowing through, he might change his mind. I want you to hear coming up in the next segment. I want you to hear how Carolyn Leavitt decided to take a would-be reporter. She doesn't really even want to call him a reporter. But she takes him to the woodshed. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It's going to sting. It is going to leave a mark. Carolyn Leavitt dealing with a White House so-called correspondent. And she puts him right where he belongs.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone? Priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Jesse got trapped in a coal mine, digging in the dark black pearl. Jesse got trapped in a coal mine, never did marry his girl. There ain't nowhere and there ain't no light, and there ain't nowhere to make it out alive. His wedding was planned for the 5th of July, but Jesse got trapped in a coal mine and never did marry his girl.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The President of the United States is never going to make a decision about what to do or what not to do based on how it might upset the violent left-wing insurgents. His obligation, what he is supremely committed to, is enforcing and upholding the sovereignty of the United States. I'm familiar with the video where a mob of Somali refugees swarmed ICE officers. And the profound contempt this refugee population that has built this nation has for our country, our flag, our law enforcement officers. There's already been in the recent days a huge increase in arrests of domestic insurgents, but those numbers are going to increase. And I just want to put this back to the American people. Americans voted in a landslide to uphold the sovereignty of this country. Americans, by overwhelming majorities, oppose mass Somali fraud. Americans, by overwhelming majorities, just oppose Somali refugee resettlement in principle. So the public is behind this. Minnesota was once a pristine state, perfect education, no crime, no violence, and then they ruined all of it. And President Trump is saving it.
Trump is saving it. And yes, he is absolutely right. Look what they have done to our various pristine cities. California, for example. Beautiful showplace of San Francisco. Thank God the U.S. Olympics, I should say the World Olympics, are not taking place directly in San Fran. They'd had to put out more poop maps. Don't walk here. You're going to be held in Los Angeles for the most part. And they're going to do everything they can to clean it up. You know they will. And if it were going to be in San Fran, they'd be doing that as well. We have so many things that are right in our country, but we have so many things that are wrong. And the wrong often is traced right back to the leftist. When we're hearing then Stephen Miller, White House counsel and spokesman, saying this president has done everything he can to make things better. But every time he turns around and he has to stamp out another fire, here they come with another lighter behind him to set something else on fire. And they're doing it on a pretty regular basis. Make no mistake about it. And you look at how we really are dealing with so many fronts. This is the kind of thing Biden never would have been able to accomplish, even on his best day. Let me count the ways for you. We have the issue involving Iran. We have the issue involving China. We have the issue involving Russia. in Ukraine, in Venezuela. You want me to continue? Oh, I could. But let's look at just inside our nation, how many things we have going on in our own nation. Democrat-run Minnesota is basically allowing far-left rioters to attack federal law enforcement officers. And who's the governor? Oh, that's right. Governor Hansi Walz, along with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat, sister wife to her husband, basically. And they're all encouraging these attacks. They're not standing up condemning them. Wouldn't that be the first thing that would say they might have a little sanity? No, they say if it happens, it's because you brought it on us. You created it. Minnesota Democrats rule the state, obviously, and the city of Minneapolis. They have little, if any, political opposition. They refuse to cooperate with ICE. They protect ICE from rioters. They stop the ICE riots and raids. And Trump has to consider pulling the trigger on the Insurrection Act. I have been pushing that today in our commentary. He has a right to invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807. It's been invoked by other presidents, most recently by President George H.W. Bush, 1992, during the L.A. riots. Now, this Insurrection Act, let me clarify for you, overrides the Posse Comitatus Act, which outlaws the use of military, U.S. military, to enforce domestic laws. Trump has the authority under the Insurrection Act to federalize the National Guard and deploy the military to enforce federal law. Now, so many on the left would love to see that happen. To them, it would prove, see, he wants to be king. You know how you stop that? You just stop doing what you're doing. Trump announced on his social media account, if the corrupt politicians of Minnesota don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE who are only trying to do their job, I will institute the Insurrection Act. Many presidents before me have done it, and we would quickly put an end to the travesty that is taking place in what was a great state. I never traveled a lot to Minnesota, been there maybe a couple of times. Always looked beautiful, nice. And I don't know what it looks like in areas outside where we're seeing this microcosm of the battle against the ICE agents all the time. I'm willing to bet that many Minnesotans are just trying to go about their job. Who has the money and the time to go down there and protest day after day? Oh, I'm sorry. What a stupid question, Larry. The ones that are being paid. The ones that are being paid by George Soros and everything. That is their job. They can go down there and make money by harassing ICE agents. But here's something else to keep in mind. We had the other day, happened just last night, rioters were smashing into ICE vehicles, ripping out weapons lockers, making off with the rifle and ammunition. These were locked inside ICE vehicles. So now they're attacking ICE vehicles if ICE agents and others aren't around, thinking whatever we get out of there, we could use against them. And I didn't see a single police officer standing by. I saw the ICE officers come running over and try to put a stop to it. And he fired a defensive shot in defense of his life, not trying to kill anyone. There was another video, rioters using a strap and a vehicle to rip the weapons locker out. And you had several people breaking into the locker, stealing the contents. They're stealing ICE jackets, They're stealing ICE equipment and weapons. So, yeah, they'll be out there creating mayhem, and it will appear it's an ICE agent that's gone rogue. One report to a TV station out there said, any assistance for federal enforcement action, this is sickening. What I want to read to you is sickening. Because the station was asked, where are the police? Why aren't they helping? The answer, any assistance for federal enforcement action must be routed through the chain of command for evaluation and authorization by the chief of police. In other words, I see a crime taking place. Well, you got to call us, send it up the chain of command. Maybe we'll go take a look at it. And by then it's done. That is not law and order. That's full-blown chaos. And that's the way they're working right now in Seattle and in Portland. They're hoping they can get this to catch fire across the nation. I'm not going to say it couldn't happen. But I think, like many of you, if it dares come to my doorstep, I hope they have a name on them listing the next of kin. Let me put it to you that way. Because I'm not going to put up with that CRAP. Try me, dare you. Well, when we come back, got a few more things I want to wrap up with you. And one of them involves what is happening not just in Portland and Seattle, but in the city by the bay, the song made famous by Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. You could add to that now, I Left My Bag of Stuff in San Francisco. And you're not the only one that left it there. We will get into that story and more when we continue. Stay right where you are, my friend.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can't afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. ...2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
There's pigeons down on Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
California has spent $24 billion on homelessness. That's $170,000 per homeless person in the state of California. I'm in downtown Los Angeles. Let's drive around and see if the homeless problem has been fixed. Gavin Newsom tells us it's never been better.
That the number of unsheltered homeless in California dropped almost double digits, 9% last year.
Let's go ahead and watch out my window. Welcome to Gavin Newsom's California with nearly 200,000 homeless. This is what every single park, on-ramp, off-ramp, ditch, underpass looks like all over the state. Here in LA, it's particularly bad. This is what failure looks like. Gavin has promised to solve homelessness for 30 years. He was first elected in California in 1998.
He's on this issue since 98. Now, when Gavin Newsom went in as a governor of California, he had a beautiful city. He did. But boy, did the time take its age on him and the city. I'm looking at several stories dealing with San Francisco. And one of them is titled, The San Francisco Exodus, The Seven Reasons Nobody's Talking About It. And that is because it is an asshole. It is. And there are plenty of maps available if you want to go through, and it will chase you. Can you imagine you had a nice restaurant in San Francisco, and you're making good money. Your employees are making good money. And you got a big, beautiful bay window looking over part of the skyline or whatever. And now here come people bending over, defecating in your window while your patients, your parents, I should say, or your patrons are eating. You think they're going to come back? No. And that business then fails, so it goes under. Then you got more people that are homeless. Then they go to somewhere else. They destroy that place. There's nothing good to speak of in San Francisco at this point, except for the good people who are just looking for a chance to get out. But maybe they're in such a financial bind they can't. The San Francisco cleanliness, as you heard, isn't currently mixed with issues like trash, graffiti, human feces, and needles in several of the areas. Obviously, the Tenderloin, Soma, the mission areas, but it's also spread into others. And you know why? Because the addicts don't like living in that mess. So they go somewhere else so it'd be nicer for a while. That's what they're doing. Can you say whoops, that was a bad decision. You're not going to get that kind of reaction from Newsom. He just wants you to believe that we're doing everything right and we're making it better. They're not doing everything right, and they're not making it better. If you were governor of that city as long as he has been, don't you think you would have made an effort to clean things up? But he's catering to the elite, the voters. They don't see this stuff. They drive by in their air-conditioned limousines, never a window crack, so a whiff of the stuff would get into their car. They wave maybe to the people on the sidewalk, and they wave back, but they're not going to stop and give them anything. They are the unwashed. We don't want anything to do with them. And unfortunately, because of the demise of the state, many who were so-called middle class, maybe even upper middle class, they're now down at the dregs with everyone else. There's just nothing else going on. There's no way to make money. So how are the tariffs working, by the way? Not only for San Francisco, but elsewhere. I mean, the ships unload still on a regular basis at the San Francisco docks, L.A. docks, and in New York and elsewhere along the East Coast. But right now, if you're looking at some remarks on if we're winning the ship, if we're winning to some extent, Treasury Secretary Bessent said we're having some sweeping new sanctions. They're going to be linked to financial networks, and we think we will be able to get at least some control. Lutnick, the e-commerce secretary.
They just bought hundreds of acres adjacent to their property. Now I'm going to let them go through it with their board and give them time. But of the $250 billion of commitment that is directly from companies. So basically, there's two commitments from Taiwan. There's $250 billion that comes directly from companies. And then there's $250 billion supplied by the government to help their smaller and medium-sized companies all and bring that whole supply chain to America. So we're going to bring it all over so we become self-sufficient in the capacity of building semiconductors. This is exactly what Donald Trump said he was going to do, and he is doing it today. $250 billion and $250 billion. This is the kind of scale that Donald Trump operates in.
Now, you know, my ciphering is not great, but let me see, 250, let's strike the zeros. Plus 250, blah, blah, here we go. What are you talking about? $500 billion coming back to our shores? That's good. It's going to create jobs. But here's the other problem. We have so many in this nation, they don't want a job because they get enough off the government teat. And they continue to do what they can with it. One thing that has come out of all this, Secretary Bessent has noted that we've got several individuals and entities that are playing critical roles in laundering money from Iran. Now, we dealt with oil and Iran earlier, but this is worth pointing out to you. These sanctions that are targeting the Iranian regime, the networks, and all of them carrying out the bad work, getting oil from Russia for a certain amount of money, obviously. He said, what you have right now, we have some legitimate demands. We are pushing for a noble cause, and the U.S. has the situation in the past. We have helped you nations that needed help, so we need you to get in behind us. And what that means, he doesn't like to use the phrase exactly, but it could be a boycott of what you're trying to provide the rest of the world. If you're not going to provide it, then we'll take care of it. And to that extent, he adds, we're now seeing the rats flee the ship. because we can see tens of millions of dollars being wiped out of the country. It comes out of the country, it comes out of the USA, and gets into banks elsewhere around the world. Bessette pointing out what's happening, our Treasury Secretary, with what's happening with Iran, and it's near collapse. Any day it could happen. Iran's currency is falling apart. And all the other living conditions are in free fall. He says, what we need to do, rather than establish a country and let the Islamic right begin to slowly work their way into power, we need to destroy it in its entirety. Now, I'm not looking at bombing Iran. I'm not looking at it doing it that way. But it will fall under its own weight. And it is already. These young men and women and old men and women who are on the streets protesting, holding their signs, putting their lives on the line because they believe in a freedom. They believe in everything we have here in this country. They want to come to America. And yet we're not letting them in because we are not properly vetting. And we knew from the Afghans that got flown in by Biden, they were not properly vetted. We have no idea of how many terrorists we have in our nation right now. None. But they're there. And all they're doing is waiting for a phone call and say, today's the day. Carry out your mission. I don't think we're going to see any of these come to the head until they think that they can actually win. If they continue to do the piecemeal assault upon our community, that's not going to get anything done for them. And if you're looking for an opportunity, well, there are plenty available, and it begins right here in the USA. More jobs coming in, more opportunity. More schooling would help you qualify for a particular job. More knowledge. This is not a matter of, well, we can just kind of walk around and everything will fall into our lap. You can't do it that way. You're going to have to put some work into it. You're going to take some elbow grease, but we're going to get it done. The tariffs are making an impact. But there's been another piece to drop, reference the tariffs. Secretary of Interior Burgum made the case for Greenland and how vital it was to the American national security and Venezuela's potential to re-anchor U.S. energy dominance in the Western Hemisphere. And this is what they've come up with. I know it's going to upset a lot of people. I'm not sure exactly how it would work, but I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand simply because it has Trump's name on it. They're likening the acquisition of Greenland to the historic U.S. territorial expansion. President Trump estimating and understanding that the same way that happened was a way to redo and make our country better. Better. So what's the proposal? The word is going around to some of these countries because they've already accepted the tariffs and finding a way to work around them. But the word is coming direct from the White House via the Secretary of Commerce, Burgum, Interior. If you're not going to support us in shutting down Greenland, then look for another tariff. Boy, for a man, as Trump says, I don't really like tariffs, he's making good use of them. And every time he does that, every time he exercises another motion on a tariff, he actually puts pressure upon still another country. Burgum said the Department of Interior, which he leads, would be the agency responsible for Greenland if it became a territory, and said all the territories are part of the interior. And in Venezuela, he'd revealed that President Trump had already created the National Energy Dominance Cartel, the council, let me correct that, which he now shares alongside Energy Secretary Chris Wright. This president has not let grass grow under his feet at any point. He sees something, he pivots to it, he makes things begin to happen. You know, for White House reporters, used to be a very easy job. Just hang around in the White House press room. They'll come and let you have everything. You don't need to do nothing, baby. Oh, we might get to go fly on Air Force One. But when we get there, we're going to get the speech in advance. We can do our work, and we'll be done, and we'll be out. This president is working the press harder than they've ever been. And I like it. And I like it in particular because they're calling out the fake press, those who are simply sitting in the back, yammering and making noise and not paying attention to what is happening. I like this. I want our president to be on fire. I want him to keep the press on fire, keep them off balance, because for the most part, they do not know what they're doing. And if they do, it's with a nefarious mind. They're looking for, how do we get rid of this guy? How can we destroy him? Well, take a moment to wish you a great weekend. If you have Monday off, great. We will be here Monday, Martin Luther King's Day. And, of course, I have a lot of programming for you coming next week. As always, thank you very much for listening. I truly appreciate it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.